Well, last time we chatted 2 weeks ago, talked about the upcoming conference schedule and, you know, coming off of a couple of tournaments and some non-league games and kind of getting in just matches at the beginning of the year. And you talked about, you know, getting prepared for conference play and making sure that we're doing the right things those first couple of weeks of the season. Well, here we are 2 weeks later. You're 4-0 in conference play. Obviously, something's been clicking here these last couple of weekends, and you know, even picking up a non-conference or in that mix as well. It just seems like all of a sudden you're clicking at a good time in the season.
Yeah, the starting off with presentation in Mayville on the road was tough, and I was worried. And the girls, they found a way to win. We didn't play particularly well the entire time in our match with presentation.
Sure.
It was a lot of back and forth, and we dropped the first set and then came back and did some really good things. And then when we went up to Mayville the next day, we showed up to play. The girls did awesome. I think that was kind of the first time that everything kind of clicked and just went really, really well. Our serving, our passing. I mean, it was kind of everybody played more of the complete game. And it was really exciting. And we have moments of that, you know, in every single set where we look really good and things are amazing. But it usually doesn't last the entire time. And I thought against Mayville, that was probably the best time that we put together a complete game from start to finish and just really did well. It was good two matches to win on the road to start things off. And then we kind of, I think, kept the momentum a little bit, and we had Mount Marty here, last week and, you know, played well, managed to win. And then we had Valley and Dickinson, and Valley's, you know, they're both, Valley's down a little bit this year than what they have been. They graduated a really, really good middle hitter that they had that did a lot for their team. So they're down a little bit and just aren't as good of an offensive team anymore as what they have been. But I thought, you know, our girls, again, we played well and we got it done in three even. And then Dickinson on Saturday, I was a little worried there in the first. I mean, we dropped the first set,
yep,
and weren't playing well offensively. We were only hitting like 0-6-3 or something like that. So we weren't being very efficient at all. And then in the second set, we didn't hit very well either, but we managed to win that one. And then it kind of rolled after that. But Dickinson, you know, and I think they're seventh right now in the league, and Valley is just behind them or whatever. So, but with Dickinson, I thought they did a great job of coming in and being ready to play. And they were digging us like crazy. And so it was, I think, a little frustrating for our hitters because, I mean, we were getting some good swings and hitting the ball hard and doing well, but they were just digging everything right up. And I thought that was probably the biggest thing, is that our hitters stayed aggressive and continued to kind of hit and work on, you know, okay, they're digging that ball up. Well, let's try here. And they did a good job of adjusting, our hitters did, to stay aggressive and find a way to get kills then.
Taking a look back at this five-game stretch here, one thing I thought, you know, outside of a couple sets, as you mentioned, low hitting percentage, a lot of consistency from some of the top-line players. You know, you talk about on the offensive side, it seemed like you're getting consistency out of who you're looking for to be the offensive leaders. Mm-hmm. Defensively, you're again, it's just consistent across the board. I think there's a correlation between the consistency and picking up multiple wins in a row.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, Barb Brissino on the outside, and then Maddie, our other outside hitter, they've been doing great. The match at Mayville, they both, I think, ended with 15 kills and hit like over 300.
Yeah.
So when you're both your outside hitters are hitting that well, you should win a lot of games. It's kind of the serve and pass, and it's the outside hitter battle that kind of decides kind of who wins games and who doesn't. So they did great. And then Sammy Zell in the middle has been picking it up and been a lot more consistent the last five matches with offensively, you know, and getting some kills with us and hitting at a pretty high efficiency as well. So, yes, those three have kind of been leading us offensively and been more consistent. And then defensively, our blocking has improved. We are getting more touches, good touches on the ball, and more blocks too. And that was kind of, we had a slow start, I thought, blocking-wise in the beginning of the season. And then back row as well, defensively, Peyton Groff was our defensive player of the week 2 weeks ago or a week ago, because she finds a way to keep the ball alive for us. And not only that, but get us in system too when teams are hitting the ball at her pretty hard, and she's able to dig it up kind of right to our setter to get us in system to run a more effective and efficient offense. So they've been playing great, and that is a big part of it, is the consistency with those, you know, players that you need.
Kind of piggybacking off of the blocking, you know, you talk on the offensive side about the point of attack and being there at the point of attack. Well, defensively, blocking-wise, you know, rotation behind the blocking, you want to be at the point of attack as well, and it's so key to get a touch off that block. If you don't get a clean block, you hope it, you know, slows things up, because, again, pace of the game is a lot quicker, and so getting good touches, even if it isn't a block, but getting a good touch there is so important.
It's huge. And, you know, stuff blocks awesome, you know, whatever, but even good touches that we can easily play the ball up and get in system, I mean, it's huge for us. We've worked a lot on our blocking. Like I said, we kind of had a slow start with that and weren't doing very well in the beginning. I thought, you know, the players, they're getting there and they're getting, you know, their timing figured out, because that's such a big thing with the blocking, is, you know, timing it up with the attacker. And I feel like we've been doing a good job of adjusting and getting better with that. You know, the other thing too is we're getting some good touches, but sometimes, you know, we're dropping and letting the ball kind of come off of our hands wrong, where we can't go play up the ball. And so that's something that we continue to work on too, is, you know, block and then drop, so that we're ready to play that ball up if it's, you know, dangling, instead of keep reaching. They keep trying to reach, like make them, like, you can't hang in the air any longer. It doesn't work that way. So we're working. That's something we need to work on, is getting in the habit of going up hard for the block, but then dropping to play up any balls that do come off of us still kind of short. So
before we chat about this upcoming weekend, you know, now that you get into the conference schedule, primarily weekend games, a few weekday games, but I think it also, as coaches, gives you a chance to be able to reflect upon the prior games, giving you an extra day of work rather than having games intermittent throughout the week again, just the way that things are set up. But I feel like it gives the coaches a little more advantage.
Yeah. It is kind of nice once we get into conference and we've kind of slowed down a little bit. You know, this week we've had all week, to kind of prepare, and it's not just, you know, physically, but it's mentally and emotionally preparing too for the upcoming matches that we have. And, it is nice to be able to give the girls a little bit of a break too, because we've been going hard and it's been busy the last month already or whatever. So it's kind of a good time to, you know, have a little bit different of a schedule and whatnot. But yeah, we've got big matches this weekend, and then we play next Wednesday at Bellevue, which is another big match that'll kind of be the last of our first round of conference play. And then next weekend we have off before we kind of start back over again with conference. We do get a little bit busier the last couple weeks in October with some midweek matches here and there, but we're hosting, I think we host Briarcliff, and then we have a JV match like on a Tuesday, Wednesday towards the end of the month. And it's nice when you're at home too during those midweek matches. That kind of makes a difference.
Well, quickly here, before we wrap things up, obviously, kind of in the midst of the first cycle, two conference play, NSAA play, and a big weekend here, you know, win or lose, matching up against Waldorf and Viterbo. Obviously, Viterbo highly, in the top 10 in NAI, but I think, you know, an opportunity for this team to say, you know, we have a nice 4-0 start, but that we're not just going to be happy with a 4-0 start, but tough matches, but good matches.
Yeah, that is kind of what I am just hoping for. I'm hoping and praying that we play well and that they are good matches. You know, Viterbo, they're tough. They're number 5, I think, right now. They're a tough team every year. They have nice players. They, you know, serve tough. There's really not too many weaknesses in their game. So it is going to be kind of who shows up to play and, you know, how can we adjust and, you know, be smart volleyball players and kind of, you know, outsmart them, I guess, a little bit with our schemes and what we're doing and things like that. But, yeah, it's going to be hopefully a fun matchup because I think, you know, we're a pretty good, talented team too this year. And I'm excited for that. And, you know, again, though, we have to play Friday night first. You know, we've got Waldorf coming Friday night and, you know, Waldorf's a tough team too. There's really no gimmies. You have to show up to play because that's just how it is with volleyball. You can't afford to, you know, hit 100 and expect to win when you're playing against teams, and it just doesn't work that way. So we have to show up ready to play against Waldorf first and then take care of business there before, you know, we worry about Viterbo on Saturday.
So obviously throughout the week, again, most weeks you might have one or two at most weekday games. This week you didn't have any.
Yeah.
So you really have to talk both Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also interesting because you don't want to talk Friday and not talk Saturday, not Friday. You don't want to, you know, overlook, don't want to underlook anyone. So it's kind of a balance.
Yeah, the back-to-back is pretty tough. And, you know, we really, yes, it's like a big game on Saturday, but we really, Saturday is not here yet. Like, one day at a time, let's get through Friday night first, and let's worry about Waldorf and focus on what they're doing. And then hopefully, you know, Saturday we can, you know, the girls there need to be able to adjust and, you know, depending on who we're playing and strengths and weaknesses of those teams and be able to adjust there. But yeah, one day at a time, one match at a time.
Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck here these next couple of weeks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.